Like the Baal HaMoreh says explicitly, but maybe the Rif holds implicitly, that this Hela Libotina, this, you know, very challenging kind of a situation to understand, maybe applies to Eishes Ish and to Pnuya. Could be to Pnuya Midin Takana, as well as Midin Pagan Mishpacha. The Baal HaMoreh comes down to the side of Takana. And without using the word, the Baal HaMoreh puts it, you know, in the context of Ab Yisrael, what he calls a hana purta, anything which is even the most dilute form of hana. So we suggested something a little bit different. Micah gave us a lashon for it, hakol lefi ha'inyan. But that since it's born of sin, it remains a sin. Hela libo tina. Outside the context of Machalos Asiros. And I wanted to say that that's why the end of the Gemara really matters. Mayim Genuvim Yimtiku V'lecham Sesarim Yinam, that what the Gemara is saying is it's that it's the Avera itself which is the attraction. And therefore, what would be mutter for others is aser for this person in particular. Meaning there's no iser regarding speaking to a woman, me'achore hageder. Presumably no iser speaking, you know, to a woman in general. The Mishnah Avos says, al tarva sicha yama'isha, shouldn't sicha meaning frivolous conversation. But we assume that it's mutter, it's a very strong presumption. So it'd be mutter for everybody else in the world, but it's aser for him because it's born in Isser. And any attempt to address that, shetamod lefan of aruma, shetesaber imo me'achori ageder, is all aser. So that's a little bit different. And the Baal HaMoreh is saying objectively it's an avera. I'm saying that it's not objectively an Avera, but for this person, it's derived of what would be an Avera. And that's where our Diyukim and Rashi really do matter. Because according to Rashi, Rashi says that Pagam might apply to all cases, but Takana, Shaloi Benos Yisrael Prutzos, maybe that wouldn't cover me'achorei hageder. And that's something to consider as well. Yeah, Eitan, thank you for your patience. Go ahead.
Maybe Rashi uses less than something to talk about halev, because it's, we say with unkosher food that if it comes from something unkosher, it's unkosher. So.
I hear you. Nice. Basically, I have a creative mind, you know. Nice to see. Okay. Gavi, take it away. Psachim Chafei Amid Aleph.
So
the Gemara Psachim is the classical source for what we're allowed to use for medicinal purposes. And the answer is you're allowed to use any Isser deraisa for medicinal purposes, if it's a makom of sakanas tefashos, with the exception of avodah zarah, gilui arayos, or shfichos damim. Okay, and it would appear that our Gemara is a very, very clear example where the person has, you know, rachmana litzlan, a terrible, he's a chole hanefesh, in some sense a chole haguf, and there would be a refuah that we can identify on the basis of the Rofim, right? We're not making this up. You know, even though Eitan had a little bit of a chashash, I could put you in touch with those people who like to come by the house. But we assume that they're telling us the truth. So you have to define it as avodah zarah gilui raos u'shfichus damim. So this is obviously a hard pill to swallow, tarte mashma, in the sense that this seems to be, al pi pashtus, like a step beyond ones, right? If somebody puts a gun to your head, so it's one thing to say yiharig v'al yavor, right? Because at least the person, there's a sense of martyrdom. There's a kiddush Hashem. There's a mitzvah that's being achieved. Remember, this is why we led into the sugya by saying b'nei Noach who aren't mitzuvin b'kiddush Hashem, so they can do whatever they want. But we are mitzuvin kiddush Hashem. Either we must live or we must die. But here, there isn't even right are an opportunity to say I was mekayim in the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem by dying. It's just, it's just death. There isn't even whatever, this isn't the perfect word, but consolation, that at least being mekayim, you're dying al kiddush Hashem, in lamala al malasan, this person is just suffering from an ailment, and their choice is life or death. Right, Avi, they have no opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, just going to die. So it's not even like, it doesn't have that kind of, dignity. However, the application of Rabbi Lazar's Avas Hashem here, might say, no. Maybe this really is parallel to Anas in the sense that if a person doesn't avail themselves of this refuah because of Avas Hashem, makes that decision, maybe we could equate the two. Something to consider. Second, in terms of Anas versus Choli, another very, very critical distinction, takes us back to the conversation we had with Rabbi Shmuel. So again, Rabbi Shmuel's Shita was that Avodah Zarah Bitsina, Yavor Val Yihari, because what kind of Kabbalah Salahos is that? You know, and I know, and the Anas knows, that if you really believed in whatever, Zeus, Poseidon, Jesus, if you really believed, you wouldn't need a gun to your head, right? So you might even be able to take that a step further and say, this isn't a Kabbalas Elohus. If you're using, an Atze Asherah, you're able to extract some kind of a balm from it, right? There's some, bright fellow at Caltech who says, this tree, which happens to have been worshipped as an Atze Asherah tree, in its resin there's a toxin which, will save you from, these horrific diseases. And he gets a Nobel Prize in medicine and physiology, and you want to then avail yourself of it. That seems to be like even less of a Kabbalah Salahos than having a gun to your head, Rabbi Yishmael. There's literally nothing to do with it. It's a medical procedure. So that distinction, these two areas, number one, like what mitzvah are we being mekayim? Maybe less of a reason to sacrifice your life. But okay, you could counter that, saying the Gemara does pivot back to Avas Hashem. But the second Svara, which I think is very important, like what kind of Kabbalah Salos is that? That, as you saw yesterday, animated Hushita. That was the conceptual foundation for General Hu's view. Excellent. For the Bali Atosvos. So the Bali Atosvos say, this Gemara has to be circumscribed. What do you mean you can't use some kind of medicinal element from an Eitz Asherah to save your life? So Gavi, take it away. Okay. Mishum to Asi Lamiti Basar Avodazar. So the Ri held that it can't really be that categorically you couldn't save your life using Atze Asherah. That what was the real chashash of the Gemara? That you would become an idolater yourself. What would justify that? Like what circumstances where we would really be choshesh that you might become attracted to Avodah Zarah? How does Tosos conjure up some fact pattern to satisfy that condition? Michael, what's Tosos's suggestion? That if the real chashash is you'll become an Ovid Avodah Zarah, so what must be the case? What case does Tosos give? Eitan? Well, we're going to get to that. How you, David? Well, but Tosos says it. Gavi?
Saying that you can't get healed from other Eitz.
Excellent. That it's something unique to this tree. So you might start to think to yourself, wait, this tree saved my life. This is the Poseidon tree. I should start worshiping the sea god of the Greeks. That's the issue. But if let's say it was known to medical science that, you know, eating the root of a tree healed via a viper's bite, you know, and you happen to be under the Asherah tree and that's the closest tree, so you're not going to ascribe any special powers to the Asherah. So the reason that this line in Tosos is so significant is, who wants to say out the lumdus for me? Who wants to put it in brisker terms? B'chol misrapin chutz me'atzei Asherah, what Tosos is really saying is that it's not, it can't possibly be.
It's a Kabbalah Salah's problem because of the realm of medicinal purposes, everything's going to be a problem with Kabbalah Salah.
Okay, so good. So go down that path, but let's just say it out a little bit more. Avi, how would you say out, what's the nature? They can't possibly be, Micah's helping us, that Derech Refua is a Kabbalah Salahos. Can't possibly be.
It's like only if there would be a way that you would actually get the Isser itself, which would be actually accepting the Alahos, that would be the only issue. But if it's just in the manner that wouldn't have any problem of you straying after this God,
so good. So everything you said is true, but let's try to develop the categories in terms of the Lashon a little bit better. Eitan?
If you're using that tree specifically because it was an Atzei Asherah, then you can't use it.
Ah, excellent. So really, it's not a din in the tree. It's not an Isser Chavtza. It sounds much more like an Isser Gavra. Okay? Tosos couldn't believe that we're saying that this tree is like off limits for healing purposes. That wasn't the nature of the Isser. The nature of the Isser, Micah, you're absolutely correct, was rooted in Kabbalah Salahos. There's an Isser Gavra. So we have to figure out circumstances, you know, regarding this tree that could match that. So if every tree in the world is capable of providing this, or many trees are, or even some trees are, there's nothing wrong with using this particular tree. Right, we don't say that about going to Burger King. It's just Asr. Right? We don't say if there are enough kosher burgers that taste like this, we'll make it kosher. That's not the way it works. Okay, so let's go a little bit further, and then I said this question. V'gabi ben dama b'vodazara perk sheni. So this guy was bitten. Ben Dama was bitten. He was a nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, and he was bitten by a snake. That's what gave me the idea of the viper's bite a second ago. Okay, so he called 911. He got Yaakov Ishkvar Schanya, a well-established snake bite treating physician. So Rabbi Shmuel said, "Sorry, my nephew's going to have to die." But this Yaakov Ishkvar Schanya was an apikoros. We say there's always a difference between apikoros and amaretz. They say to get into the apikoros club at Veloshin, you had to know 250 blad bal peh. Otherwise, they'd just stick you in the amaretz club. So, okay. So he wouldn't allow his nephew to be healed of this lethal snake bite by this apikoros. So he says that's because apikoros mashcha, that he was afraid that just like somebody might become attracted to the Eitz HaSheira and say, the apikoros has saved my life, I should become an apikoros like that guy who has special powers. Mefarish Yerushalmi commented this parak Shemona Shratzim, that what was the nature, what was he suggesting? Why was Rabbi Shmuel so concerned? Instead of just saying, this guy is an apikoros, but he happens to also be an excellent physician, so these are two different parts of his persona, right? You can walk and chew gum at the same time. Somebody could be a Met fan and a good person, Gabi Kalimnik. Right? It's not a psul guy. So, the guy's an apikoros, but he happens to be a good physician, so no harm, no foul. Well, why was Rabbi Yishmael going to let his nephew die, over this? His sister was probably going nuts. This is, ben dama ben achoso shel Rabbi Yishmael, right? You can imagine how Thanksgiving went the next year. Problems. At least be seated on opposite sides of the table, at minimum. So Perek Shmona Shratzen, that what was the issue for Rabbi Shmuel?
Shahirotza.
The problem was the specific method that he was using to try to heal him. What did he want to do? Eitan? Use some kind of an incantation. In the name of whatever it was, in Avodah Zarah. So that was the problem. Apikarsis mashcha. But if he just wanted to use, a tourniquet or something, bacitracin, that would have been okay. And we have a raya, because it says that Rabbi Avo, the same doctor they call Yaakov Apikarsa, that was on his business card, MD, he put an ointment on Rabbi Avoho's leg. It was an ointment. Right? Rabbi Avoho didn't become an apikoros. He didn't say to himself, ooh, Rabbi Yaakov has special powers. He said, yeah, the ointment did what it's supposed to do. So again, Tosus is saying that the whole issue in terms of Derech Refuah is an assessment of, is this likely or plausibly going to cause somebody to become an Oved of Avodah Zarah? It's not that there's an Isser Chefza, which in here is an Atze Asherah, but that there's an Isser on employing Rabbi Yaakov Apikoras, Ishkvar Schanya Labriut. There's nothing to do with that. Rabbi Avo, availed himself of these medical services. Oh. So this is gufa, the difference between choli and anas. A possible difference could have been that choli doesn't have maybe the same Kiddush Hashem factor, though the Gemara does quote Avas Hashem, which is interesting. A second distinction is, especially as it relates to Avodah Zarah, like, what is the Kabbalah Salohis here? My goodness. And Tosa says, yeah, that's exactly right. It's mutter as long as there's no chashash, Kabbalah Salohis. Good. Okay. So with that, let's take a look at the Rav. There you go. That's the Ran, right? The Titanic clash. Avas Hashem. V'chai bahem, vectors flying all over the place. Newtonian Talmud. Okay? Who's teaching AP physics here these days?
First.
Okay. So he quoted this Ron when he talked vectors, right? You have a Chai Bahem vector, and then you have an Avas Hashem vector, and you know. Okay. Magnitude and direction, Bacher. Magnitude and direction. Okay. Leave it to Yerushalmi to ruin a good time, okay? We all thought we had a good kula. You could use this in the Kehillah. Mrs. Goldstein, it's fine. As long as there's no chashash kabbalah salahos, you're good. And here comes Yerushalmi to ruin the parade, okay? Alienstam, just bring whatever the... Bring leaves. And randomly, they happened to choose an eitz that was worshipped from Avodah Zarah, not deliberately. There were 100 trees. One of them happened to be worshipped. They picked the wrong tree. Right? There's no possibility that there's Kabbalah Salos because nobody even would be aware of that. It just looks like all the other trees. Wow. So that sounds like in the Lamdas, Micah, we would call that an Isser Chafza. It inheres in the Asherah. It's not about the Kabbalah Allah. The time of the Isser Lam Mishum Dil Maasri Mishu Chibasar Vodasara. Yidbak Biyadcha Meuma Min Acherim. Any right Hanoa from Avodah Zarah. What does this begin to sound like? Avodas kochavim v'cholavin delay. Anything which could be construed as benefiting sounds to me like an Abizrayu. Sounds to me like an Abizrayu. So all you have to do is cross over. This is Balamor territory into Hanoa Purta from the Avodah Zarah, from the Shrichos Damim, from the Gilu Arayos, Inhu v'chol Abizrayu. Oh, and what's the big raya? What's the golden raya? V'hachi huch par ben soru mora. Tamin hasa ma'isa badem echad shenasa nein avisha achas.
Bela libot, you know? Ba'amru harofim em lo tekana ad shetivah alam. Amru kukamim
tekana alam. Tamil the fun of Aruma.
Yomas val tamil. Lifanov.
Tisaper yomom me'achori ageder. Do we hear three times chai, right? Yomus, v'al tisaper yomom me'achori ageder. Wow. So the Ran says that all meets a standard of lo sikrivu legalos erva. And therefore it's yiharig val yavor. Wow. In some ways, this is even more shocking, I think, than the Baal HaMor. Because he's trying to objectify the Isser here. To saper imo me'achori ageder is lo sikrivu legalo serva. I understand Megia, you know, Tamu the fun of Aruma. Unless we say, as we tried to suggest, that maybe lo sikrivu is somewhat circumstantial. Maybe it can't only be evaluated two-dimensionally, you know, along purely objective lines, because otherwise nobody could ever go to a bank or a store again. You know, couldn't go to CVS. couldn't go to the bank ever, right? Can't really be that that's lo sik ravu, but maybe in this situation, maybe that's what the ran means. I don't know. That's a remarkable idea. So we have a frontal machlokas between the Balei HaTosfos on the one hand, and the Ran and the Baal HaMor on the other. The Ran and the Baal HaMor are not exactly the same, but they're both coming midin Abizrahu. The Baal HaMor gives us a profound insight into what we think the Rif is saying in the Gemara. Really profound. The Ran is saying, you know, inu v'chol Abizrahu, lo sikravu legalo servo, that also requires a little bit of thought. Is it, as Micah would say, hakol lufi ha'inyan? But the Balei HaTosfos say you can't say that. And the Balei HaTosfos think that Bechol Misrapin is really an Isser Gavra. A situation where there's a Chashash, Kabbalah Salahos, yes. Any other situation, no. So the Maaser Rokeach quotes right, so the Ran didn't use the exact word, right? But we understood. So the Maaser Rokeach names the name. He names names, right? Abizrahu. So here was the case. Misha chala choli sheyesh bo sakana. It was a chola mesuka. The person could die. V'amru harefim.
V'amru harefim sheyarefu also. Lina chalav midale isha.
Okay, so he had to have breast milk, and otherwise he was going to die. Okay, so again, these are always easier cases to deal with because, you know, you could always try to handle at the edges. Oh, he's not really going to die. But so the Rofim are telling us, this person is going to die. And we have two choices. Either we're going to let him die, or he's going to be Yonek Midade Isha. Now, what are we going to do with that? Is that Hela Libotina? Do we say, well, I don't know, that sounds a lot more direct, a lot more like Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva, right, than standing, you know, and talking to her from behind a wall, you would think, right? I would think that this involves direct physical contact. It's a makom erva on the body. You know, so I would, if somebody asked me about this, you know, my first instinct, I'm not saying this is the way that I would come down, but I would say, well, sounds to me like it would clearly be aser. Why should it clearly be aser? Because if Tamil the fun of Aruma is aser, and if Lasaper Meachori Ageder is aser, so I would say Kalvachomer Lenek Midade Isha is certainly aser Midin Abizrahu Lo Sikrivu. Aber Der Baal Zer Avram Nishta Zegizok. So he didn't say like this. So let's finish this paragraph. Okay, so he was Matir. He was Matir, and he said, okay, so they'll use whatever it is, some kind of a cloth, and he found the basis to be Mekel. So, and the Maaser Rokeach quotes this Lahalacha. And he says, so you have to minimize, you know, whatever it is, the opportunities, you have to minimize the opportunities for hear her and all this kind of thing. But at the end of the day, he thinks it's Mutter. So how do you think he was Miyashev his psak with the Gemara. But the Gemara says that Masaper Me'achoria Geder is Osir. The man has to die. If this isn't, you could use 10 sheets. I don't care. This is obviously more than that. So Micah, well, what's the psak all about?
Because it's not a case of my rooted in the law from the start.
It's not a case of?
He's not rooted in Avera.
Oh. Ataze. Just so. It's exactly the Mahalich that we were trying to suggest. The problem with Hela Libotina is it's driven by this urge to commit an Avera with this particular Isha. That's the problem. Come in. We're just finishing up. So it's driven by an Avera. Mayim genuvim yimtiku, lachem sesarim yinam. It's driven by Avera. So that's a case where we say, yeah, that's apparently lo sikra v'legalos erva. But the Maisu Akeach, Chazer Avram, says as long as it's not driven by an Avera, I don't think this is lo sikra v'legalos erva. I don't think this is inu v'chol abizrayhu. So he paskin l'kula to save this guy's life. And I'll tell you, I think this is correct. Because it's not... What emerges in this is something very, very important. That the definitions of lo sikravu are not purely objective. It's not two-dimensional. It's three-dimensional. It takes into account what all of this, where it started, how it started, what the, you know, circumstances are. So this is a critically important perspective. So for the Ran and the Baal Amar, you get the impression that, inu v'chol abizrayu, there's nothing left to talk about. The Maaser Rokeach says that it's much more nuanced than that. I think it's a very strong affirmation of the way we wanted to learn the sugya.